Well, hello guys, it's Solo Man here, and it's story time. So please, would you get seating comfortably? You can have a little drink if you wish, but I'd like you to pay attention, because I may be asking questions later. Actually, it's just a couple of news stories, which are basically story time, really. But you guys might be interested in a couple of these stories anyway, so I'll put a link down below as usual. Now, when you think of carjacking, you don't automatically think of a Femon, do you? Of course, they're all in power, they can do anything. But here's a mugshot of a Femon, and straight away you can tell there's something not quite right here. She has a nose ring. Now, this is just my experience, but any time a Femon has anything in her nose, especially a nose ring in the middle like that, they're usually crazy as hell. And entitled up to the hilt. But Femons, of course, like to do things slightly different, even at carjacking. This Femon first carjacked a lady at a gas station and took her car. But then, for some reason, she carjacked another one an hour or so later or so, I think. And this time it was a man, and she stole his Mercedes-Benz, using her five-year-old child that she had in the car with her while she was doing the carjacking. She used the child as a shield, apparently. That's a nice mother there. And then she finally, after an hour or so, I think, hijacked another vehicle, an F-150. And that was her downfall. It's a big truck, and she's a Femon. And I believe she ended up crashing that thing and disappearing. Oh yes, forgot to mention, she did have a gun as well. That's what she used. But the police finally tracked her down at a motel somewhere, and they went and arrested her without incident. Oh, and took her five-year-old daughter into custody, of course. Well, into a safe place. But this Femon shouldn't have a child at all. They should be taken away and never given back to her. But as we know about the laws are sort of Femon swayed, she probably won't get nowhere near as much time in jail as a man would have done. Especially if he used a child as a shield. I mean, they'll probably just give her a few more medications for her mental illness and her mental instability, and off she goes. Now, as we all know, Femons are getting into all sorts of different jobs because they have to. It's by law. You must hire a Femon, even if they're no good at the job. That's the way the law is. So this Femon is a so-called firefighter. And I have some friends in the firefighting industry, and they had to, by law, get Femons in. And they had to lower the standards, otherwise Femons would never have got in. And I won't tell you what my friends have said about these female firefighters, but nevertheless, let's move on. This Femon firefighter says she has a lot of female friends or people who say they want to be rescued by her. So once again, these Femons get into these jobs that they sort of let in, and instead of respecting the job for what it is and doing the job, they make it, oh, this is a great place to take a picture of me and see, look what I am and look what I'm doing. They just use the job as a building block to show themselves off. And she kind of hinted at that the Femons want to be rescued by her. I don't know, I'd be all for that. Just a Femon brigade for Femons, and a male brigade for males. And that would work out pretty well, because I don't think the Femon brigade would be that successful at rescuing the Femons, so there'd be less Femons. And I know who I'd want to be rescued by if I was up five floors up. But of course, they're trying to pretend that Femons are just as strong as men, and very rarely is a Femon as strong as a man. Mostly, they're not. Hence, that's why they had to lower the standards for the Femons to actually even get in. But once these Femons have used the fire brigade as a stepping stone for their pictures or whatever anything else, I see them quitting. I don't see them staying in this industry very long. Because a firefighter's job is very hard work. And once the novelty wears off for these Femons, they will probably leave. And I have met a Femon that was a plumber on a building site I was on. And they certainly do think there's something special, they really do. They talk down to you as if you're their slaves of some sort, and they want to do the job, but they expect everything to be cleared for them and everything to be ready. They're almost like they're a queen of some sort. The Femon that came to our building site was disliked immediately because she had this entitlement. And of course, if it was a real, just a man, he could have got smacked in the mouth, we could have just got that done and moved on. But you can't do that with Femons, can you? And anyway, her work was absolutely god-awful. And she never come back on the site again. Because, Femons, it's not what you look like. It's what your work is, I'm afraid. Because in the industry I'm in, it doesn't matter how perky your breasts are. It's how good you do the job that you supposedly have been trained in doing. Anyway, hopefully she got a few pictures for her sort of Facebook or her TikTok page. But once again, I can't see this Femon being a plumber for very long either. A lot of them just purposely get pregnant so they can get out of it. And of course, me, personally, I'm a realistic. I look at things and facts and figures in that way. And femons are not suited to a lot of jobs. And that's just me being realistic and using common sense. What do you fellows out there think about that? Well, let me know. Story time over for now. See you guys.